Looking forward to this coming Wednesday. It's a special day here in Mildura Sunraysia. It's the Mildura Day celebrations. Like I say, it's happening this coming Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. at Chateau Mildura, Ballar Avenue in Mildura. We've got the Mayor on the Dog and Bone. Very good morning to you, Glenn Milne.
How are you, Matt, man?
Great to catch up with you, buddy. Thank you for joining us here this morning. I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Bit cold, but going well.
On 31st of May, 1867, the Chaffey Brothers, the Victorian government, and the Queen signed an indenture. And we've got a huge celebration which kicks off at 10 o'clock this coming Wednesday, like I mentioned, at Chateau Mildura. What can you tell us about the Mildura Day celebrations?
Yeah, look, there's a number of celebrations around the place for schools, etc. We've got, there's tours, display tours, there's a Lions Club barbecue at 5 p.m. You know, some great events there. A lot of information. There'll be talk about, the soldier settlement, the flood disaster in 1917 that swept the floating bales. They got washed away in the 1917 flood. But there's some real interesting things that we had, and, the history with the Chaffeys is extremely interesting.
And I believe the emphasis on this year's celebration will be the 100 years of soldier settlement and also the Great Flood and 90 years of Lock 11, the Weir, and our first Mildura Bridge.
And the Weir is an important one. I mean, without that, we wouldn't have the irrigation district that we've got. My grandfather actually worked on that.
Right.
Help build it. That's what gives us our lifeblood, doesn't it? And you might remember the old Mildura Bridge. I can remember that very well. And, that connected up both sides of the river, took the punts away. It used to have a centre wind up like the bridge out of Kirwa.
Right.
There used to be a bloke, come and wind it up if the river was high and the paddle boats wanted to go under.
Is that right?
I've
amazing.
Been stuck on that a number of times in the car. In fact, I was on it when the evoker hit it, but probably don't want to go down that path today. But that was a bit of a scary time.
And people will be able to see several aspects of how the soldier settlements were allocated and view the many stories of the Chaffey Trail, like you mentioned, through many displays inside and around the Chateau Mildura grounds this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, and look, the soldier settlements, that's really what built a greater part of our district and probably actually made the irrigation district, before they came back from the war and really built the town. And I guess that's a part that's a little bit forgotten. We sort of think the Chaffeys just created all the blocks and it all happened. But I think in reality, it didn't become a commercial proposition until we had all those soldiers come back and the great work that they did and made this district what it is today. And that's one worth really celebrating, I think.
Alrighty, so the Mildura Day celebrations is coming Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. at the Chateau Mildura, Ballar Avenue in Mildura. So make sure you get out there and support that and check out all the memorabilia and all the stories and everything else. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. A day that we should celebrate. So let's get out there and get amongst it. Great to catch up with you, Milne, and thank you so much for your time this morning, as always.
Good work, Mac. Thanks a lot, and have a good week.